As we speak, oil is gushing into the Gulf of Mexico, 200,000 gallons every day. That's because of the collapse of the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. The company that operates that drilling rig is called Transocean. It's the world's largest offshore drilling company, and Transocean was actually contracted by BP, the global energy giant. Halliburton provided a number of services in the rig construction as well. So there's a corporate collaboration going on behind this environmental disaster. And of course, government regulators are to blame to a certain extent in this as well. But it's BP that's being held primarily responsible for this ecological, environmental, and certainly economic disaster. And they're the ones who are going to be footing the bill, at least for now. The incident does not stand alone, though. This company has a history of serious oil and gas-related accidents, especially during the past 5 years. We're joined now by Abram Lustgarten. He's a reporter with ProPublica. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I want to play a clip for you first. This is from the company BP's chief executive, Tony Hayward. He spoke with our partner, the BBC, yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
This was not our accident, but it is our responsibility to deal with the leak and to clean up the oil.
I assume he is referring there to the fact that it is Transocean, those who were operating the rig, who had the accident, but he says it is now the company's responsibility.
He's actually referring to Halliburton, who was contracted under BP to do the last processes on the drill rig. The rig is owned by Transocean and operated by, leased and operated by BP. The assertion that contractors are not a part of the drilling operation, that they don't fall under BP's umbrella, is just not really tenable. I've covered a number of cases, a number of spills in which contractors were at fault in an accident, and it's the operator that's cited or fined by the state or federal agency that's investigating in those cases.
But, Abram, just to be clear, you say BP was operating the rig. Where does Halliburton fit in exactly?
The oil and gas industry operates with a tiered system of contractors. So BP operates the rig, and then they have Halliburton, in this case, come in to do a portion of the drilling process and, in this case, a portion of the cementing process where they were putting the final touches on the drill pipe before production could proceed.
And they have actually pointed to Halliburton as being responsible for the particular part of the rig that failed here. But does that mean that Halliburton and Transocean then are scot-free here?
It doesn't mean that they're scot-free, but again, I mean, this is BP's operation. This is BP's well. BP would claim BP would want to be recognized for anything that went particularly well on the rig, and it doesn't seem plausible that they should not be held responsible for anything that doesn't go well on the rig.
Well, let's talk a little bit about BP's track record, because we've had some high-profile accidents. In March of 2005, there was a huge explosion at a BP refinery in Texas City that killed 15 workers, and 170 others were injured. What happened there?
Well, this is a huge facility, something like 1,200 acres, and it or a portion of it was temporarily shut down, and there was a tower that is used to increase the octane in gasoline to essentially process that gasoline. And at some point, they went to restart the operations of this tower. Now, there were a couple things that weren't working correctly. The instruments hadn't been maintained on this tower, and then the alarm that would warn you if there was a problem with the instrumentation had also been disabled. Pressure built up in the tower, fumes and gasoline-like substance spewed out all over the grounds, and eventually the engine from a pickup truck parked nearby ignited it, and the whole thing exploded in a massive explosion and blew the roof off a building 300 yards away.
And in fact, in that particular case, the finger ended up pointing directly at BP and their practices.
Yes, BP pled guilty to felony charges in that case, paid millions and millions of dollars in fines, $50 million to the Department of Justice for a Clean Air Act violation alone.
And in 2006, we have another incident. Technicians found 4,800 barrels of oil had spread into Alaskan snow through a hole in a pipeline in Prudhoe Bay. What happened there that caused that problem?
Well, this time, inspectors went and found that the pipeline was seriously corroded. They said as much as 70% of the metal was gone for stretches of the pipeline along 12 miles. It was quickly discovered that BP had been warned repeatedly about maintenance of this pipeline and corrosion in the pipeline going as far back as 2002, possibly earlier. So for 4 years, they hadn't done the maintenance or the inspections necessary to determine that there was a problem. When they did finally discover the spill, they shut down the entire pipeline, disrupting oil supplies to the continental U.S.
Okay, well, we have another clip here from BP Chief Executive Tony Hayward. Here's him talking about this.
I don't think it's a trend. I think this has got nothing to do with what went on at Texas City 5 years ago. This was not our drilling rig. It was not our equipment. It was not our people, our systems, or our processes. This was Transocean's rig, their systems, their people, their equipment. We are taking our responsibility to deal with it very, very seriously.
Okay, he says the equipment was not theirs, but is there a through line here? Is there any kind of practices that we can point to from BP in terms of perhaps safety procedures or safety equipment that they did or did not purchase that may be a common denominator in all of these instances?
Absolutely. And just to be clear, I mean, BP is one of the largest oil and gas companies in the world. They are not a naive operator here. They've contracted the use of a $500 million rig. They operate facilities like this all around the world. The facility is spec'd exactly to their desires. They are aware of every little nut and bolt on this site. And they have full control over how it's operated and any equipment that they want to have on the site. The drill line itself, the pipeline itself, had a quote-unquote fail-safe shutoff valve that did fail, and then it was missing a remote backup shutoff valve that is not required by law in the United States but is commonly used, and BP is well aware of its use in other parts of the world.
Okay, Abram Lustgarten is a reporter for ProPublica talking about the history of BP and their safety incidents over the past 5 or 6 years. Coming up in a moment, we're going to talk with Foxy Brown. Pam Grier joins us to talk about her new memoir and her look at blaxploitation films.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.